Before he earned fame in the 1950s by playing Superman on television, the actor George Reeves was a movie star. In fact, his motion picture resume included such blockbusters as Gone with the Wind and From Here to Eternity. Then again, that resume also was filled with a number of films bearing titles such as Jungle Goddess, Happy Serves a Writ, and Buckskin Frontier. But it was the TV Superman series that did Reeves in, causing audiences to associate him so much with the Man of Steel that movie producers were loath to cast him in anything. Reeves is the poster boy for the actor's main fear, typecasting. Now consider Daniel Radcliffe. Not yet 22 years of age, Radcliffe has been working as a professional actor since 1999, beginning with the made-for-TV film Young David Copperfield. Then 2 years later, Radcliffe was cast as Harry Potter in that succession of successful films based on J.K. Rowling's series of fantasy novels, and he became one of the most recognizable faces in the world. The Potter series is now complete, and Radcliffe, who both has made other movies and acted on the stage, is attempting to continue his career. And his most recent effort is The Woman in Black, director James Watkins' adaptation of Susan Hill's 1983 horror novel, in which Radcliffe plays Englishman Arthur Kipps, a still-grieving widower sent by his firm to settle the estate of an elderly woman. What Kipps finds, of course, is far more complex than a simple legal case. Upon arriving in a remote seaside English village, he encounters suspicion, mistrust, and then outright truculence when, after being refused help, he insists on first visiting and then spending the night at the dead woman's island estate, so inherently spooky it would freak out even Boo Radley. And that's even before the dread titular figure makes an appearance and village children start dropping like worm-filled apples. Hill's novel was adapted into a movie once before, in 1989, and though done on a relatively low budget, it does include a couple of scenes that even now cause something shivery to run the length of my spine. This new version is crafted far better, with an ensemble cast of name actors, including Radcliffe, Kieran Hines, and Janet McTeer, and production values augmented by state-of-the-art computer graphics. The bad news is that, like most filmmakers who use CGI, can you say Jan de Bont, director Watkins seems to think the computer images are scarier than human beings wearing makeup. And they're not. The result? This new version of The Woman in Black is a competently made thriller that boasts a couple of Fright Night chills, plus a shocker of an ending true to the original source, but nothing that's likely to keep you awake. As for Radcliffe, well, he fares better. It's fair to say that, above all else, the camera just likes the guy. And now, having cast off his Harry Potter glasses, not to mention that lightning-shaped forehead scar, he looks as if he has what it takes to go on to a longer, more varied career. If nothing else, he can always retreat to that place where all English actors go when the movies stop calling, the London stage. Word of advice, though, I'd avoid any roles that call for donning a cape. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.